I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program, award-winning wildlife photographer Florian Schultz will discuss his love of both photography and environmental conservation. He spent months at a time on his latest project, exploring life in the remote Arctic. His photographs from that adventure comprise a companion book to an IMAX film and were featured in National Geographic magazine. In our soundbite segment later with Sauce Magazine, how restaurants can play a role in urban renewal, and we'll examine one example in St. Louis's Botanical Heights neighborhood with restaurant owner Ben Perimba and developer Brent Crittenden. We begin with some news from the St. Louis Symphony. A new resident conductor has just been appointed, and we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce him to you. Stephen Jarvie, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd welcome you to St. Louis, too, but although you've never lived here, you have a long history.
Yeah, I've gotten to know St. Louis slowly but surely, and I'm looking forward to taking that to actually living here now.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that later. But number one, congratulations on
Thank
your
you.
New position.
Thank you.
Personally, what does this new challenge mean to you?
Well, it's amazing to be a part of a historic orchestra like the St. Louis Symphony, the second oldest symphony in the country. I'm really excited about the kind of sense of tradition and history that that brings with it. And you can learn a lot from that as a conductor, too. You can start to understand, you know, what is it that makes the sound of an orchestra like this special, and also the kind of artists that are constantly coming through every weekend. It's a concert that I would want to go to hear anyways. So it's exciting to be a part of it on the other side. And, of course, the involvement with the youth orchestra, which is really a special group of kids, is exciting for me too, and I like the whole St. Louis Symphony family. I think the mission of the orchestra is really on point, and it's great to feel like you're a part of something.
You talk about the history and the reputation of the St. Louis Symphony, and of course we like to brag on our hometown things. But really, as an outsider, how would you describe the reputation that the symphony has, not only in this country but around the globe?
Oh, this is a symphony of international renown. When I was growing up, I can remember these Leonard Slatkin CDs with music of Samuel Barber, and those were really meaningful to me to know that that was an orchestra in a city that I visited when I was a kid. You know, the Chicago Symphony and the St. Louis Symphony were places that I was going to visit when I was a kid, and there's certainly a sense all around the country, even my colleagues when I was down at the New World Symphony in Florida, this was certainly one of the orchestras, like, fingers crossed I can get into St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Well, you replaced Ward Stair, who I think was resident conductor for, I'm not sure, a few years, two or three or four years. I don't know if you know Ward.
Oh, we are kind of mystery conducting colleagues. It's with conductors, you're never in the same place at the same time. So I know of him, but we don't know each other.
Well, most recently you were affiliated with the Kansas City Symphony. Associate conductor, I think?
Yes, I was the associate conductor for four seasons.
Tell me about your time there.
Well, I performed 157 concerts, not that I was counting. And I was able to have that premiere season of our new performing arts center there, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts, with what? The gorgeous Helzberg Hall.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Incredible. Just an incredible new concert hall designed by Moshe Softy with acoustics by Yasu Toyota. And to be a part of opening something like that got done and was a lot privately funded, and just something that was a real sense of pride for the entire city, was great. And the acoustics of Helzberg were something special to get to be in there for the first time. So that was a really special part of my time in Kansas City, and I learned so much. I got to perform for so many children and so many different POPs programs and a lot of great classical music, two weekends of subscriptions. I did a subscription concert with Midori and a concert with Simone Dinnerstein, and that orchestra supported me so much. And I learned so much about what it means to be an associate conductor or a resident conductor, somebody that can really bring those duties to the highest level.
Well, you're a relatively young guy, if I may say that. So tell me, just give me a little bit of resume before Kansas City. You mentioned New World in Florida, but you've got a few more.
Yeah. When I did my master's degree at the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, and that's what brought me out east after doing my degree at the University of Michigan, my native state. I had a day job at the New York Philharmonic just as like a subscription ticket taker, so I had an excuse to skip my lunch hour and see the rehearsals with such great conductors there. And from there, I went on to the training program at the Washington National Opera that was run by Placido Domingo, called the Domingo Kayfritz Young Artist Program, and So my first job was working with Plácido Domingo, which was just incredible. And it gave me a chance to kind of put some time in the opera trenches, you know, really learning about the languages and what it's like to be behind the scenes in the opera world. And then I moved on to working with the New York City Opera and finally the New World Symphony, which was also just an incredible experience. And a lot of – this is, I think, 14 or 15 New World alum are here in the St. Louis Symphony.
Oh, wow. We're talking with Stephen Jarvie. He's the new resident conductor with the St. Louis Symphony. We mentioned before, Stephen, that you're no stranger here to St. Louis. So you've been affiliated with World Opera for a while. So I want to ask you about that in a moment. But tell me here the other things that you've done in St. Louis in addition to that.
Well, just this season I started working with the Washington University Symphony as their conductor. So I've gotten to know these really special, incredibly intelligent students at Wash U, and we've had three concerts already. We have one concert left at the end of the season. And in the past, with Winter Opera, I've performed –
Yeah, I said World Opera, excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, we're seasonal, but not quite that large. But I've performed the Barbara Seville with them and La Traviata, and now – The Ballad of Baby Doe we had this season, the St. Louis premiere of that piece, The Ballad of Baby Doe by Douglas Moore. And then tonight, 8 o'clock at Chaminade, we open our Tosca production, which is just out of this world. I cannot believe that this, we have this incredible cast. Stella Zambellis, the former Metropolitan Opera singer, Nelson Martinez, Alex Richardson, just an extraordinary cast. Our director, Mark Fryman, has done an extraordinary job. And It's honestly the thrill of a lifetime for me, because in the same week I get to conduct an opera that I have dreamed of conducting my entire life, and I get appointed to a job that I've kind of dreamed of having my whole life. It really works out this week.
2013's your year.
Yeah.
Seems
yeah.
like it. Well, Stephen Jarvie, what really are the responsibilities of a resident conductor? It takes in a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. At the most basic level, just working with the symphony, I'm assisting David Robertson week in, week out, you know, as a cover conductor. But I also lead all of the Live at Powell Hall events, all of the kids' events, young people's concerts, young adult concerts. And I get to lead free events in the park. The Forest Park concert on September 17th will be my first a true event as the resident conductor. But that educational element of things is a really large part of what I'm doing, having really direct contact with thousands of students that are bussed in or for ticketed events like our family events. And that's something I take great pride in, having as much enthusiasm for those programs as possible, because they're really, really fun.
And why is that important to you? Is it because you were once one of them?
Yeah, I think I was very dazzled by the symphony when I was a kid. I just happened to have parents that took me to see the Nutcracker every year, and I played the piano, but there was no – it wasn't like I was getting any more exposure to the arts than anybody else. But boy, I just – there was something about when that tree grew in Nutcracker and you heard that music swell, ba-da-da-dee-da-dum, ba-da-da-dee-da-dum. That took me away every year, and I think it just kind of grew from there, that germ of a real passion for just the beautiful sounds of music.
Uh-huh. I know that you're married.
Yes.
Is your wife involved in music at all?
No, she's not. She is a music fan, but she's in development, so she is not a musician.
But a fan.
Yes, a super fan. She loves it.
Why is this new job the job for you, and what do you think you're going to bring to it?
I think it combines all the things that I'm passionate about. I want to continue to grow and learn more as a young conductor around the kind of artists that are affiliated with the St. Louis Symphony and all those fantastic players, and working with young people on as both a performer on the stage to, you know, get more young people involved with the symphony is important, but also the youth orchestra is going to be something really exciting for me. I should mention their concert this Sunday. Sunday at 3, I can't be there because we also have a Tosca performance, but Sunday at 3 is our second youth orchestra concert of the year, and to be taking over that ensemble as music director and working with Jessica Ingraham and this amazing staff to kind of have a vision and move forward with that orchestra and all these talented young people is really fulfilling part of this.
Well, with the history here in St. Louis, you mentioned that, you know, you've been here guesting from time to time and you've been working with the Winter Opera. Did that make it any easier to want to pick up roots and move here, that, you know, that you had some knowledge of our community?
Yeah. I think that I was charmed by St. Louis right away when I started working here in 2010. There's great food. I certainly eat very well every time I'm here.
What in particular do you like?
Well, I go to both Sasha on Shaw's and Sasha's in Des Moines, and I spend a lot of lunches at John P. Fields on Central in Clayton. So come visit me. I really enjoy just being, you know, here, knowing that I have the support kind of in place. I have friends here already, and I kind of know the neighborhood, and I know some really wonderful families that support the work I do here.
I know you haven't moved here yet, and I'm not asking for your future address or anything, but do you kind of have an idea of, like, where you want to live, what part of town, that sort of thing?
Yes, this is the conversation of the week. Everyone says, do you know where you're going to live? And then they go on to tell me why their neighborhood is the best. So I've learned all sorts of things, and I'm looking forward to having breakfasts and brunches and lunches and walking around.
Have you started looking?
Yeah, we've started looking at places, and I think we'll move here sometime in the summer.
Really? Okay. Do you have an area you want to mention or not?
Oh, you want me to pick? Look at this.
Well, or your top three, maybe.
I like the Des Moines area. I like the
close to your restaurants that you like.
Yes, see? And I like being close to the park. And I like the Central West End.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have been looking at the kind of Lafayette Square area.
Those are all good choices. What kind of impressions have you had of St. Louis of the past? You know, you've lived a lot of places, a lot of nice places. So as from someone out of town coming here to work and staying, you know, briefly from time to time, what impressions have you had of St. Louis?
Well, it has the kind of small town charm of all these different neighborhoods that I really like. But it definitely feels like a big city. There's a lot of hustle and bustle here. There's a lot of news. There's a lot of sports. It's a historic city that's been, you know, it's been a hustle-bustle city ever since it was founded. This is a place of trade and commerce, and I like that element of things going on. But I also like the fact that I can go to the Hill and have the most, Italian experience, then I can go to a different neighborhood and it's completely different. I like all the beautiful historic homes, so.
It keeps coming back to food.
Well, people always are taking me out to restaurants when I'm here and saying, well, this is the best restaurant, this is the best neighborhood.
Our friends at Sauce Magazine will be interested in talking to you. You're so busy, you know, in your career and what you do. Has there been room in your career for interests other than music?
Yeah, I've just started indulging in hobbies a little bit more now in adulthood. My wife and I both really like to travel. We just did Hawaii for the first time in November, which is great. And I have a passion for photography. I really like taking pictures, especially out in nature. So I may have gotten in a little bit of trouble in Hawaii for taking 2,000 pictures or so.
In trouble with who?
With the wife who was on the other side of that lens always. Smile one more time. Okay, let's take one more.
You'll be interested in this last segment in the program today. We're talking with a fantastic wildlife photographer. That'll be right up your alley then. Hey, just briefly, in the couple of minutes we have left, I'd like to know a little bit about you growing up. Grand Haven, Michigan?
Yes.
Where's that?
Grand Haven, Michigan is about 3.5 hours up the lake, around the lake from Chicago, directly across the lake from Milwaukee, and directly west from Grand Rapids. And it's a small vacation town, and all sorts of folks come up there to stay on the lake during the summertime. Really beautiful. I was lucky enough to go on to the University of Michigan, and so I was always a big fan of that state, and certainly Ann Arbor feels like home as well. So I was lucky to have a supportive childhood when it came to music.
Do you still have people up there, family?
Yes, my family still lives in Grand Haven.
And so you'll be vacationing there, I imagine.
Yes, as much as I can.
We're talking with Stephen Jarvie. He's the new resident conductor of the St. Louis Symphony. Actually, I think you officially begin your new role with the symphony September 17th, I guess it would be.
That's my first concert, yep.
Uh-huh. And I understand from here, I'm here back to food again. From here, you're going directly to somewhere you've never been before, and that's Crown Candy Kitchen?
I've never been to Crown Candy Kitchen. Erica's taking me out for a lunch surprise. Apparently, maybe not the healthiest.
Well, it's either going to be a BLT or an egg salad sandwich.
Oh, well, that sounds healthy.
And, of course, you have to have a float after that, right?
Okay.
All right. Hey, and you have a website?
I do. It's just my name, www.stephenjarvie.com. And all my concert information is on there. And certainly we have Winter Opera St. Louis. That's winteroperastl.org.
Well, we'll have a link to everything at stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. Stephen Jarvie, welcome officially to St. Louis full-time. It's great to have you here, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Soundbites, and later, wildlife photographer Florian Schultz. This is St. Louis Public Radio.